I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, happy Tuesday, Jacksonville, Florida. This is Dan the Insurance Man with the Insurance Hour. So today's Tuesday, voting day. So get out the vote, you know. Make sure you go if you haven't already. It's important. You need to voice your opinion. Doesn't matter what your opinion is. You should go voice it. We're going to be talking about insurance today. I'm going to be answering your questions. Feel free to reach out to me at 222-TALK or 222-8255. We got lines open. I'm ready for your questions. And I know you should have some out there. Insurance is confusing. It's easy to make a mistake, and it's easy to not understand what the insurance company is telling you. And you should get a proper consultation to make sure that the insurance plan you're looking at is the one that you should be in. A little bit about the show today. We're going to be talking about some term life insurance. There's some new products on the market, term. And so it's term for the entire family. Couldn't do that before. You can do that now. It's one plan for covers the entire family. We're going to get into the details of that down the road. We're going to talk about a little bit about Medicare and the various parts of it, so that we can help anybody who's retiring, already retired, and might be looking to make a change on their Medicare plan. We want to make sure that they understand all the moving parts on that. And then we'll talk a little bit about home, auto, motorcycle, boat, some property and casualty on the second half of the program. So let's go ahead and get started. Talking about life insurance, the family plan. Traditionally, you bought a life insurance policy on yourself, one on the wife, and then you maybe added a child rider to one of those policies to put a little bit of life insurance on the children, just in case, and also to provide them something that can convert to a permanent policy when they turn 18. Well, now you can do something even better. You buy one life insurance policy for yourself. You add a rider to add your wife, and then you add some children, a child rider to add all the children. So it's one insurance plan, one low monthly premium, and that's it. It's easy to do. Easy peasy. So we'll go into some details on that. I see that somebody's on the phone, and we're going to go ahead and go to that line.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the phone. You're on the phone with Dan.
Hello, Dan. I was enjoying Dennis Prager, and you suddenly popped up. But I got to thinking, I said, well, I need to talk to this guy anyway, since today's election day. I'm a real stickler for these people that are squealing about pre-existing conditions. And the problem I have, of course, with it is that I don't think insurance is supposed to be the vehicle that people use to deliver health care. You know, but we've got all these emotional people that seem to think that insurance companies ought to be able to pay, ought to be willing and happy to pay for pre-existing conditions. Of course, there's the old line that you don't get insurance after your house is on fire or your car has been wrecked. But with this pre-existing condition kind of thing, it's kind of like what they expect. Now, normally I was enjoyed arguing with everybody, but it turns out more and more of the conservative people that I thought like I did are caving in for political purposes and are going on the pre-existing bandwagon. What is your opinion of this issue?
Well, you know, You're right. And traditionally, insurance, you didn't buy insurance once the house was on fire. You had to wait for the fire to be put out and the house to get fixed.
Insurance is a risk management vehicle, right? I mean, that's the purpose of insurance, is risk management.
It is. But let me explain. When health insurance first started, and you got to go back into the 1920s. So you've got to understand where health insurance started from and how it evolved to where it is today. And when it first started, it was an indemnity product. In other words, you went out and you got your medical attention, you paid for it, you presented the bills to the insurance company, and then they reimbursed you to a certain dollar amount. So it was an indemnity. It was an indemnity plan. And that kind of morphed. It evolved, it changed, and it ultimately, by the 50s and 60s, it started evolving and changing into what you see today. What you have right now.
You mean as a health insurance, as a medical delivery system?
That's correct.
As opposed to a risk management.
That's correct. And the original insurance policies of what we would consider health insurance back in the 20s, they were not sold by insurance companies. They were sold by hospitals. And it was a way for hospitals to generate income and keep the doors open. And if you got sick, you could go to a hospital and get medical attention or a surgery or anything along those lines because you had an insurance plan through the hospital that you prepaid for those services. So if you ever needed it, you had them available to you. Eventually, the insurance companies looked at it and said, hey, we're missing the boat here. There's premium dollars to make a profit on. So they got into the act. And then they started the process of, hey, we're gonna pay your doctor's bills. So when you go to the doctor, you're gonna pay the bill, you're gonna send us the receipt, we're gonna reimburse you. So you had an indemnity plan. And then from there, it started morphing yet again. It kind of got to the point that as it metamorphosized into something new. It got to the point where the insurance companies said, hey, we don't want to just reimburse people for the cost because the cost can be very high. Doctors were charging whatever they wanted. You went to see whichever doctor you wanted. But it also kept the cost down because people shopped. In other words, if Dr. A said they were going to charge $100 and Dr. B said, I'll do the same thing for $50,
exactly.
Patients would go see Dr. B for $50. And Dr. A would make less money because he was seeing less patients. His choice.
You had free market forces that were sitting there and bringing the costs down.
That is correct. Then the insurance companies came in and they said, well, hey, we want to create networks and we'll negotiate the rate with the doctors and we'll guarantee them that because they're in this network, they'll have a captured audience of people that will come and see them. Well, guess what happened? They did that. It was great. People loved it. But you know what they stopped doing? They stopped shopping.
Exactly. As long as it was insured, the sky was the limit to whatever they could charge.
Well, not only the doctors, but the patients. You or I, as a patient, would stop shopping.
Because somebody else was paying for it.
Exactly. It wasn't right. they were now patients were no longer coming out of pocket for the full cost and asking for reimbursement. So now the cost of the medical care didn't matter. So people didn't care what they were paying because they were only paying what the insurance company said that they were supposed to pay.
Right.
So now you get to where we are. So then now you get to the 2000s. You get to Barack Obama's presidency, and they decide, you know, hey, we have an issue with pre-existing conditions. The insurance companies don't want to insure people with pre-existing. and they can't get insurance otherwise.
Right.
And employers started looking at, even though it's not necessarily legal, we all know employers started looking at employees from a health standpoint.
Exactly. When insurance became a job benefit.
Exactly. So now companies were like, well, what do we do to rein in these expenses on healthcare? So they started looking at people. So pre-existings became a sticking point. And the truth is the health insurance industry didn't want to change their business model. Life insurance, if you look at life insurance.
Exactly. Car insurance, for that matter. It's competitive.
It is, but if you look at life insurance specifically,
right.
You can have a pre-existing condition, something that would not normally allow you to get life insurance. But the life insurance industry came out with guaranteed issue life, no health questions.
What?
It exists.
That's why I'm talking to you, because I don't know about this kind of
so
stuff.
It exists. The life insurance industry realized there's a segment of the population, a market segment, that wants life insurance, but they have a pre-existing condition and can't get through medical underwriting.
So if I'm on my deathbed, I can go and buy insurance, and all of a sudden my benefits, I pay one premium and drop dead. My relatives are going to be living high on the hog on that kind of thing?
No. No, guaranteed issue life insurance is limited to right around a $25,000 death benefit. Now, there are some companies that offer a little bit more, $35,000, and I think there's one now that's willing to go up as high as $40,000.
Even at that amount, am I going to give them, if I'm on my deathbed, can I guarantee my family $40,000?
So the insurance companies, they learn from prior mistakes. So
I think so.
So when you get a guaranteed issue life insurance policy, there's a couple of things. The first one is that if you die within the first 2 years from a medical condition, your family doesn't get the death benefit. What they get is a return of premium plus right around 10% on the money that was paid in.
They don't lose any money then.
They don't lose any money.
So if you're on your deathbed, it would still be a good deal to go buy the insurance, right?
It would, because you would at least guarantee your money, whatever premiums have been paid, plus 10%.
Right. 10% is a pretty good income. I mean, that's not too bad right there as an investment.
And then the other thing that you need to the life insurance companies, they realized, hey, so the first 2 years is kind of a waiting period. Now, if you die because you were stepping out onto the road and you got hit by a bus.
Okay, the death benefit. Background. Do you want me to hold for you?
No, I think we're fine at the moment.
Okay.
Now we got the music. Stay on hold and we'll come back and I'll finish up your question.
Okay.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Now through Sunday, November 11th, enjoy the Greater Jacksonville Agricultural Fair at the fairgrounds near TIAA Bank Field. Check online for daily hours and activities. Wednesday, November 7th, from 5 to 9 p.m., it's the First Wednesday Art Walk in Hemming Park in downtown Jacksonville. And Saturday, November 10th, at 5:30 p.m., it's the Artrageous Art Walk on Center Street in downtown Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville. This is Dan the Insurance Man. We're back on the air, and we're gonna pick up where we left off with Jimmy.
You know, pre-existing conditions. Right.
Right. So life insurance. The life insurance industry, they realized, hey, there's a market, there's a segment. We need to do something. We need to do something for that segment. We want to make money. We want to make a profit, and we want to deliver a product that helps these people out. So, life insurance, you can get a guaranteed issue policy, no health questions. Now, you don't get the trade off is that you're not going to get the high end death benefit. You're not going to get $100,000 death benefit or $500,000 or $1 million. Those are not available. But you can get a death benefit. $25,000, maybe $35,000, that's going to be available to you. And the thing is that if it's important that you have $100,000, nothing precludes you from going out to four different life insurance companies and buying four different guaranteed issue policies.
Can they adjust the premium according to your health benefit?
The guaranteed life insurance market, it's pretty set. That with few very few exceptions, it's pretty much like the death benefit starts at around $2,500 and then moves up incrementally to $25,000. And again, there's a couple of companies out there that have said, you know, hey, we're gonna increase that death benefit ceiling to $30,000 or $35,000. It's available. And typically it's also limited to people who are age 50 or older. Although there is one insurance company that will do, somebody who's age 40. Well, their minimum age is age 40 or older.
That's not the problem. What about the 90-year-old who's on his deathbed? He'd be crazy not to go buy the thing. Just go ahead and pay a couple of premiums and drop dead.
Well, it's true, but all you're going to get back is the premium plus your 10%. So,
that's 10% is a pretty good return on investment. You don't get that with regular investments. I'd say you can't lose.
Well, it's true.
And if you live beyond 2 years, they get the big bucks.
That's true.
And since you're telling me they can't raise the premium because you're a higher risk.
Right, it's a guaranteed. Yes, it is built to be a guaranteed level premium.
Why aren't more people abusing the system and using and snagging that particular feature?
I don't know. I wish.
That's why I'm talking to you.
I don't know. I think a lot of people don't really understand how it works. I think a lot of people don't know it's available. And I think there's a third segment where some people get the premium amount and they think that it's unreasonable or not affordable.
And that'd be trolling the hospital wards over there, you know what I mean? Never mind ambulance chasing. Why not just go there and find people that are dropping dead?
But life insurance, people are living longer. Because people are living longer, life insurance rates are getting cheaper. They're getting less expensive. You can do, like I said earlier, you can do a lot of things with life insurance that you couldn't do 10, 20 years ago. Even as early as 5 years ago, you couldn't do some of the stuff you can do with life insurance now. Now you can take a term policy, a 20 or a 30 year term policy, and you can say, you know, you could say, I'm going to put $200,000 on myself. I'm going to put $200,000 on my wife. I'm going to put $20,000 on each of my kids. Assuming that you're a 35 year old couple, you're looking at a monthly premium of about $60-$65. That's for the entire family.
Well, I'm going to wait till I get sick, and you know, I'm not going to do it while I'm healthy. That's a losing proposition. Which gets us back to the pre-existing conditions question. Overall, the picture seems to me that if the insurance companies are happy to dive into this thing, they're going to be raising the premiums for everybody to cover the people that are taking advantage of it, which means insurance is going to suddenly become unaffordable for everybody. There's not going to be any more free market forces involved in it.
Well, you're not going to, excuse me, you're not, that's always out there. I mean, even if you look at the, health insurance premiums now, they're god-awful expensive. I mean, they haven't gone up. They haven't gone up as much this year as they have in previous years, but that doesn't mean that they're not expensive. They're still expensive.
But thanks to Trump, he's brought in some more competitive market forces into it.
I think in the next year or so, there's by 2020, I think we're going to start seeing some. I think we're going to start seeing some reduction in the rates. I think also if Congress would start cooperating and start looking at a livable compromise for both sides to be able to come to some sort of an agreement. I think you could start tweaking the Affordable Care Act to start bringing the health insurance premiums down. But you bring up a valid point that once you have a pool of people that are sick that have to be insured along with the healthy people.
Right.
Yes,
healthy people are going to pay the price.
But that's always what insurance was meant to do. That's what insurance is. It's a transfer of risk.
But with the Affordable Care Act, all of a sudden everybody was required to join. Well, Trump took that away, so you had the option of opting out of it.
And I think
there was the other thing where you also were able to pick and choose which particular policies you were willing to carry, but the Affordable Care Act came along and said that you had to cover everything regardless, and all the sick people that were pre-existing conditions, so it became unaffordable.
Well, I'm still hopeful that Congress will at some point in time realize that they have to start cooperating and stop drawing a line in the sand and saying, I won't cooperate unless I get everything I want first. So
right.
I'm hopeful. I still retain hope that Congress will eventually get their act together, compromise, and start hashing out deals that can start helping middle America with health insurance premiums by helping bring the cost down. It would be nice. I think it would do a lot. It wouldn't necessarily. I don't think it would bring it down a whole lot, but I think it would bring it down if they started making the 10 essential health benefits an a la carte and letting people pick and choose which of those elements are important to them in the plan.
Right.
That's number one. I think that would bring it. But the primary focus on health insurance right now is the pre-existing, and the pre-existing is what's going to add the most in premium dollars to the plan.
Well, see, the insurance companies were happy to go with the Affordable Care as long as it was mandated, and there was no limit to how much you guys could raise the premiums, so you guys didn't mind sucking the American people dry as long as the law was on your side. But when you start getting into free market forces, you're not going to be too happy about being forced to pay pre-existing conditions unless you're actually free to raise the rates for everybody as well.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, I think by 2020, as you know, January 1, 2019, there have been several changes to the Affordable Care Act. The mandate's gone where you're not required to buy the health insurance.
Right.
Temporary plans can be sold for as long as for up to a year. So there's a lot of positives there. So I think, you know, 2020 we're going to start seeing some lower cost plan choices available, And by 2020, when some of these association plans are allowed to kind of evolve and get out into the marketplace, I think we're going to start seeing a further drop in health insurance premiums. I hear the music. Jimmy, we got to go. Enjoy talking to you. If you have any additional questions, Brian will get your name and number off the
radio.
Off
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. First, polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Then the results will start to trickle in one of the most highly anticipated and fought over midterm elections in years. All of the House, half the Senate, 36 governor's races will be decided, along with local and state elections, along with ballot measures. The Bangladeshi immigrant who set off a pipe bomb in New York City subway station has been convicted of terrorism charges. The defense said the man intended to kill only himself last December 11th. Nobody died. Most of the injuries were not serious. And the man suspected of sending pipe bombs through the mail to a number of government officials has been ordered by a judge in New York held without bail. The 56-year-old made a court appearance in New York today after being extradited from Florida, where he was arrested after a nationwide manhunt. This is SRN News.
21 years in the Army, a Special Forces soldier, 4 Bronze Stars, including 2 with Valor. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz knows how to lead. As a Green Beret, he served in combat in Afghanistan, with tours across Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. But Michael Waltz didn't just lead in war. He is a small business owner who has created hundreds of jobs. Now, Michael Waltz is part of a new generation of American veterans who are ready to serve again in Congress. He will fight for Florida and work across the aisle to get things done. In Congress, he will fight to reduce regulations and keep taxes low, which will allow businesses to thrive and create high-paying jobs. Colonel Michael Waltz, the leader we need in Congress.
Paid for by With Honor Funding, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. WithHonor.org.
Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is now offering CBD oil. If you haven't learned about the benefits of CBD oil, well, now is the time. Numerous medical studies have shown that CBD oil reduces nausea, eases inflammation, suppresses seizure activity, combats depression, and much more. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Fresh, all-natural foods, name-brand vitamins and supplements, and now they're stocking CBD oil. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Eat healthy, live healthy. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
For answers to all your insurance questions, tune in to WBOB every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all your insurance needs. Hi, this is Dan Tuckman, and I've been helping people like you and making sure you're covered when life happens. If you have an insurance question, I'll help you find the answer. Life, health, auto, business, you name it. We'll even talk about claims. Don't miss Dan Tuckman, the Insurance Man, with me, Dan Tuckman, this and every Tuesday from 2 till 3 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, we're back on the air. Thanks for listening. The phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. So, you know, we were talking about guaranteed issue life insurance. I started talking a little bit about the new family plan, life insurance. So like if you're a 35-year-old couple of kids, about $65 a month for a life insurance. It's very affordable, very doable. It's less money than the cost of your monthly cell phone bill or even your monthly cable bill. Bear that in mind. I want you to remember a couple of things when you're thinking about life insurance. If you're saying to yourself, I can't afford it, that's just too expensive, I want you to think about what little baby chickens say. Remember, they say cheap, cheap, cheap. So when you think of life insurance, think of cheap. And then feel free to reach out to, you can always reach out to me on Tuesdays. You can also reach out to me at the office, healthinsurancethomas.com. The number's online. And if you ever want, you can always go out to the website, again, healthinsurancethomas.com. And you can, when I'm on the air, I always have the laptop open, and I have our chat window available. So if you don't want to call because you get nervous on the air, I can understand that. You can always reach out to me by email, or you can use our chat feature from the website. Some other things that are important to remember, this is Medicare open enrollment right now. So bear in mind, there's a lot of options available there. When it comes to Medicare, again, that's a very confusing area. People get confused. People get misled. It's easy to have that happen to you. Some things that you always need to keep in mind, when you're in Medicare, you're always going to pay. There's part Medicare Part A, that's your hospitalization. Typically, if you've been able to work 40 quarters, which is about 10 years of full-time employment, the federal government gives you Part A for free. You don't pay anything for it. And then you're going to pay for Part B. Part B is your all your medical. That's your doctor visits and such. There are deductibles on each of those things. So typically it comes out to be about 80% the government pays for, 20% you pay for on original Medicare. You're going to pay the Part B premium. The Part B premium for 2019 is $135.50, up from $134. And original Medicare doesn't cover any type of prescription medications. So you do have to go out and buy a Part D prescription RX plan. And, here in the Northeast Florida area, those are running anywhere from about $17 or so to about $165 on the high side. Typically, a person can buy an RX plan, a prescription drug RX plan, for about $25 to $30, and it will cover their their medications. So there's a pretty fair number of them to choose from, and the best way to choose is to check your medications, see if the plan covers all your medications, and then see what the pricing is going to be for the year to fill your medications, so that you know which plan you should enroll into. That's original Medicare. You're on the hook for 20% of your bill. So again, get a $2,000 bill, you're on the hook for about $200. Get a $20,000 bill, you're on the hook for or a $100,000 bill, you're on the hook for $20,000. God forbid that you go any higher than that, because it can bankrupt you pretty quickly. I like to say that original Medicare, that's like your first option for Medicare when you're enrolling into it. But I call it it is the original, so I like to call it the Ford Model T. You're tooling around in the original of Medicare. Then you get what I call option two. It's a smooth riding Cadillac, is how I like to describe it. You're still on original Medicare, but you're going to buy a supplement plan, which runs about call it anywhere from about $115 a month to about $205 a month, depending on the insurance company. You're still going to pay your Medicare Part B premium of $135.50. Medicare is going to still cover the original 80%, but now the 20% that you were originally on the hook for, well, now you've got an insurance company who's going to cover that 20%. You're just going to pay them a monthly premium, and you're still going to have to buy a Part D prescription drug plan. So again, somewhere between, you know, $17 and $165. Same method as on the original plan, the original option. You're gonna find the right plan that's right for you. And now we have option three. I kind of like to call that the Buick. It's still a pretty smooth riding car. Very nice and has some nice bells and whistles to it. Typical cost of option three, which is a Medicare Advantage plan, is zero. There are some plans out there that you'll pay some premiums, a monthly premium for. Depends on the company, depends on the plan. It generally will include a prescription drug plan as well. So again, you're able to tie in a prescription drug plan. You're not going to have to pay a monthly premium for it. And you get, so everything is a zero premium. How does that work? Well, I'll tell you how it works. You don't pay a monthly premium. So when you go to the doctor, you have co-pays and co-insurance, for your doctors, your hospitals, and any type of outpatient services. And each plan is going to change and modify what those co-pays and co-insurances are for hospitalization and outpatient services. Again, you're still going to pay, no matter which option we talk about, you're always going to pay that Part B premium for Medicare of $135.50. The only time you can get out of paying that $135.50 for your Part B Medicare premium is if your income is below a certain amount. And then you qualify for Medicaid, and Medicaid has three programs that will replace the Part B premium back into your check. It actually comes out, and then the state of Florida through Medicaid puts the money back in to your Social Security check. It's all done behind the scenes, so it's very seamless. It technically comes out and then gets paid back into your check, so you get your full Social Security check. You don't pay the $135.50, and and like I said, it's for people who make below a certain amount of income. If you ever have questions about that, feel free to reach out to me. You can always reach out to me at the office, 904-730-3900 for Thomas and Associates. Or you can always call me here. We got lines open, 222-TALK or 222-8255. So, you know, Medicare, like I said, it's confusing. It's easy to get misled. You don't want to make any changes unless you know specifically why you're wanting to make those changes. You shouldn't enroll. You shouldn't sign anything unless you know specifically that you want or are seeking a change to your Medicare options. So, regardless of whether you're on option one, which is original Medicare, option two, which is original Medicare plus a supplement plan, or option three, a Medicare Advantage plan, sign nothing. Do not put your name on a piece of paper unless you're sure that you're wanting to make a change. There are a couple of documents that Medicare does require you to sign. There's one known as a scope of appointment that does not say that you're wanting to change, but it is a document that Medicare requires that you sign that says you did want to hear information about possibly making a change. So if you're ever presented with a scope of appointment, that one piece of paper is okay to sign. But if you're ever presented with an application and you do not know if you want to make a change, absolutely no to sign that. Feel free to give me a call. Again, the number here at the station is 222-TALK or 222-8255. We do have some open lines, and and we have a break. So that was a short segment, and we'll catch you on the flip side of this break.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's clean it up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
Holiday season is busy enough. Leave the cooking to the Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The Original Cronus Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The Original Tunis Restaurant can cater any occasion. 317-9300. Talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask Z how your church or civic group can use the Original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan the Insurance Man. We're back on the air. That was a quick profit timeout. Number here at the station is 222-TALK. 222-8255. We got some open lines. Feel free to give us a call, ask your questions, comments. Don't forget today's voting day. So please remember, get out and rock the vote, and tell this government what your opinion is about everything. You know, life insurance. I'm going to go back to life insurance because to me it's a passionate subject. It's one that we should be talking about. It's one that that needs to be talked about. Life insurance does a lot of good things. It protects your assets, like your home, your car. Keeps your family from living under a bridge if something were to happen to you, because it lets them keep and maintain the lifestyle, as if you were still there. So, so life insurance is important. You own a home and you die. What's going to happen to your family? Are they going to get to keep the family home, or are they going to have to put it on the market and sell it and find someplace smaller? Those are things that are important. Those are things that you should be considering. We got a couple of callers. We're going to move on to Linda.
Hey there.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for taking my call. Oh. So I retired a little early. I'm going to be 62 in January. I have, just some typical things going on that people my age have. I have arthritis. I take a statin. I do take a blood pressure medicine, not that it's terribly high. So I started calling around. I thought, great, ACA is terribly expensive. $750 for the lowest plan really basically covers catastrophic, $7,000 deductible. And no, it doesn't cover any procedures or tests at all. So, I mean, it's so there's $15,000 a year basically for catastrophic. I don't like that. But when I called around, they said, well, you have pre-existing conditions. You can't have any insurance at all. Just because you take a statin, if you have a heart attack, then probably they decide not to cover you. And anyway, your x-ray showed what almost everyone, once they get to a certain age, has, which is that, you know, your discs, the discs of your spine are degenerating a little bit. That's just normal. That's why old people bend over. But they deny you on that basis. They call that a pre-existing condition. I mean, I'm uninsurable except for these premiums that are through the roof. Am I right, or do you have ideas for me?
No. Here's probably what's happening. The people you're talking to are probably mm-hmm. looking at you, and they're trying to say, well, hey, let's put you into a temporary plan. Temporary plans still go through medical underwriting. The insurance uh-huh. companies can still deny you. So that's one thing. But no, you are, I like to shoot straight. So you're in an age bracket, between 60 and 64, where what you get for insurance premiums is what I call the years of financial pain. Mm-hmm. Because the premiums at that age range are very, very high. But it's not as bad as you might think. What I would recommend is if you'd like, you can set up an appointment. You set up an appointment with an insurance broker. They will take you through the steps of finding out the area you live in, your zip code, your age, your income level, your household size, what's going on, and then they can find you an affordable health insurance plan.
I talked to at least four people. The Florida Blues, the Obamacare thing, so I know my options there. They're very expensive. I've talked to three other people that are insurance brokers, and they all come up with the same thing. You take a statin, your x-ray showed, you know, that your spine is not perfect. So we really can't sell you anything except those temporary plans with medical underwriting, like you said.
I don't want to get into your personal information where tens of thousands mm-hmm. of people can hear you.
I don't mind. Ask what you want. Nobody knows who I am.
All right. So, you're married or single?
Single.
Household income below 46,000?
That's actually a challenge because of where I live, but I have to keep it there in order to be able to afford Obamacare because I want the break on Obamacare.
Okay. So
I don't take my investment income, in other words, just in order to be able to afford my Obamacare.
Okay. How low could you go in your income and still live fairly comfortably?
Oh, no. I have a 39K pension, so that's mandatory. I can't go any lower than that.
Okay. So you're right around $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
You're probably, I mean, you're going to get a pretty high subsidy just because of your age. So that's going to take, you're still looking. I would be surprised if there isn't a zero premium bronze plan out there where you're going to have a high deductible, but you're still going to get copays to the primary care and the specialist. Uh-huh. But
I really need is catastrophic. I just don't want to, you know, get cancer or something like that and not be covered.
Right.
If I could find something like that, I'd love it.
I'm going to have Brian get your name and number, and I'll give you a call after the show.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dan.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So again, the phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Feel free, give me a call, comments, questions. I'm here for you. And we'll keep on going. Life insurance. I'm going to go back onto the topic of life insurance because it's near and dear to my heart. It protects you. It protects your family. Life insurance isn't just about the death benefit anymore. They have new life insurance products, not only term, but permanent whole life and universal life products that that have more than one bullet in it. So, it protects you in the event that you die. It protects you in the event that you suffer a catastrophic illness and you can't work anymore. And it protects you in the event that you have to go into a nursing home where you can access the death benefit to pay for long-term care needs. These are affordable policies. They protect you in so many different ways now that you can even use life insurance to supplement your retirement income in the future. It's all there. It's all available to you. Life insurance is the way to go. It's the right way to go. You should, and like I said, if you love your family and you don't want them ending up living under a bridge, life insurance is one of the way to protect them. And if you ride a motorcycle, please, if you ride a motorcycle, make sure you have a life insurance policy on yourself. Again, it's not to protect you at that point. It's really to protect your family, because there's going to be an idiot out there who's driving a 2-ton car who's going to hit you because they're not paying attention the way they should be, as with most motorcycle accidents. So again, recapping, life insurance is important. If you have a chronic health condition and you still want some life insurance because you don't have any or you don't think you have enough, it's still available to you. You can get it through what's known as guaranteed issue life insurance. Death benefits are available to you, typically around the $25,000 to $35,000 level. There are some companies that will write a little bit more, depending on the deposit amounts in question, but it is available to you. So again, don't hesitate. Feel free to reach out. You can also reach out to me at the office, Thomas & Associates on Phillips Highway. The website is healthinsurancethomas.com, and also available through our chat feature on the website. Feel free to reach out to me that way. Or again, you can reach out. We do have some open lines. We had some callers on just now. Let's get some more. I mean, the questions you ask not only will help you, those answers should be able to help you, but you're also going to be helping other people out there who might have a very similar situation. And so your answers can help them as well. So feel free, again, 222-TALK or 222-8255. Keeping it straight, again, life insurance, going back to the term policy, the family life plan, I'm telling you, 35-year-old man, 35-year-old woman, couple of kids, $65 a month for $200,000 of coverage. You just don't see that. You didn't see that 5 years ago. You didn't even see that 3 years ago, but you're seeing it today. It's a great way. Some additional features of life insurance that you can find now depends on the company, but you have companies now that will sell you a term life policy to age 65 or even to age 70. I mean, for goodness sakes, you can be a 30-year-old now and say, hey, I want 40 years of term insurance, and you can get it to age 70. I hear the music. I think that's it for today. So feel free. Remember, next week on Tuesday, I'll be here for you. Give me a call and we'll get your questions answered.